This is CliffCentral.com.
Did you know that Pantone announced ultraviolet as the color of the year for 2018? Color specialist and interior designer and decorator Sandra Larkin chats to Lerato Shabalala on the latest episode of Living It Up. Find out how you can incorporate this color into your home. Download the podcast right now. Living It Up is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Taylor Blinds perfects your views. Dress up your windows from home to the office with the assurance of 60 years of high quality products. Taylor Blinds and Shutters brings home the textures, colors, fabrics, patterns, and innovative materials that your space has been waiting for. More on CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, Nasekwa Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, Nasekwa, Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
Still my favorite
Sting.
Sting.
We know it's the boom like, boom that has you all the time, right?
Like boom, it's soulful in a sauce that deep.
It touches you, ne? It touches
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we back on the Urban Culture Drive, and like I said, we have a jam-packed show today for you guys. We're chilling with Miss Chantel
Diederich. Yeah, we're having a discussion in the back, so he's asking everyone.
Like, how do you pronounce this? Because I don't. You know, last week I did a fumble. So, like.
So, we were going Dietrich. Sure. Dietrich. It's Dietrich, right? Dietrich. Yes.
Dietrich.
Can I just say something? There's usually hot men in here, ne?
Like,
and I always have the time of my life, right?
I'm burning.
And today, we're having hot women all over the place. Guys, even the girls in the studio.
It's like on. Windows
I
are
mean,
even on.
We can't even deal with all of these beautiful women
in here.
I'm enjoying this too. Make no mistake.
It is really too much for me.
No mistake.
So I understand how you feel when there's sauce.
Exactly, right? And I get to sit right next to her. So, yeah.
Let's talk about how this sauce got so saucy.
Hey, girl. Huh? I was actually going through your social media, your Twitter page.
She stalked you.
And firstly, hey, slip power couple. We actually went to varsity with Muhab.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it true though?
Is that just a rumor? No, but she said favorite couple alert, Mus. I get it. That's surely that means
we could post and say favorite couple. We friends. Like.
And now you gotta throw the beans. Now we gotta know.
Now you must.
Is this a celebrity couple? Power couple?
Give us the scoop.
Yes.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are shook. Beyonce, no, Bona, Kim and Kanye were found deceased.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's first. Is it the first time you say it on air?
No, it's not.
Okay,
cool. So we thought we were breaking news right now. We tried.
Anyway,
getting back to the social media, I wanted to say, so I was trying to find a before picture to see what motivated it. Because usually something inspires someone to, have this fit lifestyle. Because I know with Craig 06, he went through a terrible breakup. So that he just went into revenge body mode.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, honey?
Hey, it's revenge.
But then I saw you were still beautiful, pretty skinny girl.
Well, yeah, sounds all fancy, but it really wasn't.
Okay.
So explain the transition.
Definitely. So through, for as long as I can remember, I was skinny. So to some girls, it sounds like a dream.
Craving.
Don't start with your fat thing. You're not fat.
No. I'm listening to the expert, man.
Wow.
Listening to the expert chat, yes.
So, yeah, it was really more of a curse to me than a blessing.
Sweat, no way, girl.
Yes, I was teased for most of my life for being skinny. I was the skinny chick. I got called twigs or matchstick legs or things like that. And it really had an impact on my self-esteem.
Wow, girl.
So that really, I always searched for other things to sort of justify why I was the skinny or to cover up my insecurity, which was the fact that people were teasing me about being skinny. So in primary school, I was the smart girl. I wanted to be the smart girl, right?
Yeah.
Studied hard, A student, but still skinny always overpowered the smart girl. Ugh. High school came, I decided to try modeling because being a smart girl wasn't that, amazing.
And if you're going to associate skinny with anything, it's being a supermodel,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. But it really didn't last long. The modeling thing was not my thing. And I just started doing sport in school and I actually found that I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And closer towards the end of my schooling career, I wanted to be a physiotherapist, mm-hmm. and I applied to the varsities to study physio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to my disappointment, I didn't get in. Oh. Don't get me wrong, my marks were good.
To your blessing.
Right, right, yeah. as I see it now.
Yeah.
Didn't get in, and then I saw this online, well, not online, it was a one-year personal training course coupled with a sports massage course. So I thought, okay, well, there's sports massage. It's only a year. Let me do that, and then I'll go back and apply for sports massage with my credits that I'll then achieve. Yeah. Right? And throughout that year of studying, I then fell in love with health and fitness. And the rest is history. Yeah, I am.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, you look amazing.
Gorgeous, healthy and fit.
I'm telling you, how long did it take to get to this point?
It's been 4 years now.
So you never really stopped. This is a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle. So I wouldn't say that I was consistent throughout the 4 years. It was on and off, but it was a journey. It is a journey still. There's no destination for me.
Wow.
It's a continuous journey. I like that.
You're just going with the flow and seeing where it takes you.
Exactly.
So do you ever have moments where you want to pig out and just have ice cream at McDonald's?
Definitely.
Oh, you do?
She does.
Yeah. So then it's not a bad thing, guys.
I believe in balance. So if you want to pick out the one day, that's cool. As long as you're on it the
just
next
one
day.
Okay.
Getting in your nutrients, hitting the gym, burning off those calories. Yeah, that's a lifestyle.
How's about you pick out 3 days a week
and then the
or 4 days a week and 2 days you practice.
At least, it's balance.
One day you just relax.
Well,
it's balance.
It depends on what your goals are. And remember, like, I really believe in the lifestyle that I'm living is... to help me live longer,
okay.
to increase my life expectancy.
So you're not doing this for aesthetics or anything?
No,
this is solely
really not.
Because you want to be a healthy woman.
To be honest, if I show you right now, I don't have abs. I just have a flat tummy. And the reason being is because I never wanted to be that personal trainer that is
like
intimidating.
Yeah.
Right? No, don't get me wrong. Like, I love you guys. I always look up to my bodybuilder friends.
Their own.
Yeah.
But for me, that's really not for me. I just want to be the approachable, relatable personal trainer.
Yeah.
You want to be the helpful.
Like the personable one. Like, okay,
exactly.
cool. I could look like you.
Like,
if
she eats McDonald's too. Okay, I can also do this healthy living thing. So that's exactly what I want to teach.
And it works well for, I would assume, with the extension of your career being an entrepreneur, being a personal trainer.
Definitely.
Using your trade.
I think that helps
because
usually when you think personal trainer, you're thinking you want the buffest person in the room.
No.
You want the
I'm
thighs.
Gonna sweat.
No,
want, you know, guns of steel.
Yeah.
But when we look at you, you're just like, this is just a pretty fit woman.
Yeah.
You make me and feel like, psh, this gym thing was now I can wake up
you
5
can
o'clock.
Do it.
Yeah. And
it's McDonald's. Guys, it's okay to eat McDonald's once.
Yes.
Once.
Let me not defend McDonald's. It's fine. So, moving on to other aspects of you, Chantel. So, I understand that over and above training and keeping healthy, there's an entrepreneurship element to you, right?
Yes.
So, me, when I talk to fitness people and they say they're entrepreneurs, first thing that comes to mind is personal trainer, right? Right? But I want to understand, is there another aspect to entrepreneurship in the
personal
in the fitness
field?
Industry.
Yeah.
I think there is, in terms of you guys can then branch out into like fitness wear.
Definitely.
You could then have your own little fitness
thingies,
dumbbells.
So what's
I think
your
social
interest?
Media page will
exactly
obviously
so
speak
yes, personal training, definitely.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Without any argument.
But the extension of...
Exactly. There comes a lot of benefits. I know, being in the personal industry now, a personal training industry for 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
I've attracted a lot of brands, mm-hmm. and not just your fitness brands. Mm. I've attracted lifestyle brands as mm-hmm. well. So...
For partnership or for sponsorship?
I guess
or for endorsement?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
So... I'm big on promoting things that I can relate to. So mm-hmm. if a brand comes to me, let's say, for example, an alcohol brand that I don't really, you know...
vibe with?
Yeah. I'd be like, no, I'm cool. But if it's something like, guys, alcohol is not really bad for you if you're doing it...
in moderation.
Yeah, under control,
don't
right? Binge. So let's say, for example, a wine company comes to me and says, listen, Slim, we like what you're doing. And I host events for females. So mm-hmm. at your event, we want to give all the girls vouchers in their goodie bags. I'll be like, okay, cool. Right?
Yeah.
That's
why
something
not?
That I can
yeah,
that's
why
something
not?
That I can do. I'm teaching balance. I'm not teaching like
consumption. overindulgence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not teaching like restricting yourself or what's the word?
Depriving yourself.
There you go.
Oh, I'm back.
You're back.
That's not what I'm teaching. So yeah, and so back to your question with where the entrepreneurship comes from. As I said, I do women's wellness events. So that's where I bring women together for about 3 hours on a Saturday morning. We do a 30-minute workout. After that, I do a nutrition talk for a few minutes. Then I bring other women who are in my industry, or not even, to come and showcase what they're doing. So I have connections now with people who have started their own businesses, females specifically, and they come and showcase what they're about. So I have one friend of mine, she now became a friend. Her brand is Skylar Athleisure. So it's like gym wear that you can wear out to the club and stuff like that. So she comes with a pop-up stand and she then has the girl like experience what her clothing is all about and what her brand stands for. Then I have a girl who has a smoothie business and she came through, gave all the girls smoothies. So it's more of like you're connecting with normal people, everyday people, you know?
It's a spider web.
Exactly. So that's where brands also see the opportunity, and that's how I benefit as an entrepreneur. And also, yes, I do look into starting my own clothing line. I do sell training programs online, meal plans, things like that. So it's growing.
So your entrepreneurship journey is for me always been intriguing, right? It's one thing when you have a formal company.
Yeah.
And it's another thing when you are a brand,
yeah,
an individual. So how do you manage that? How do you register a brand? How do you go to CPIC and say, I am Chantel, I'm registering myself as a company? How do you do that? How do you manage entrepreneurship in a brand sense, unlike from a formal, stable company?
So firstly, you have to understand what you stand for.
Yeah.
Why are you doing what you're doing? What is the motivation behind what you're trying to achieve? Anything, not just fitness. Let's say you're a rapper, for example. What do you want to achieve through your verses? When you're dropping bars, what is the message to, what are you trying to like educate people about? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So same thing with me in my industry. I want to inspire people through health and fitness. I want to empower women specifically. So everything that I stand for needs to reflect
in
that.
Your work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then that comes back to my social media as well. So you'll see on my social media pages, especially Instagram, it's all about my lifestyle. It's not just healthy eating, what I'm doing in the gym, not just food. It's everything. Where I'm going, what I'm doing, who I'm interacting with. Because I want to show people that it's possible. I'm normal. I'm not this robot.
Yeah, you don't have to be
eating salads and lifting weights. No, that's not what it's about.
I like the angle that you have penetrated the market with, because no one sees that.
Yeah.
Like you either, when you look at these lives, these fitness pages, it's straight up fitness. Like, bona, you know, I'm drinking tea, my abs are out. When I'm in the gym,
product placement there.
Smoothies, product placement. Yeah. That tea, fit tea, man, fit tea, guys. Is that a scam or is that a real thing?
Apparently,
I feel like everyone's jumping onto fit tea.
Slim Fit, tell us, does it work? Does it not work? Not no name brand. Ending, but does the concept of fit tea work?
If you're having it within a balanced diet, everything works.
So it's
like supplements.
It's in conjunction with.
Can I ask you something? So I'm always curious. So big booties are all the rage right now, okay? Everyone wants a big booty. But not all of us have a big booty.
Yeah.
And not all of us have money for Dr. Miami. You know, we don't have the money for the doctors. So so everyone says squat. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it just doesn't make sense. How many squats would you have to do?
A lot.
Is it really possible? Like, just in my mind, just make me understand. Can you really get a... I guess it's not a big booty, but your booty will be firm.
Definitely. So the trick is actually...
Girl, go ahead.
Not doing it every day. That's your first mistake.
Y'all heard
That's
it here first.
That's your first mistake.
Okay.
You can't be squatting every day.
Okay, so what are we doing? What should we do?
So give yourself at least 1 or 2 days break in between your booty days,
okay,
right?
Cool.
When you're training your booty.
Yeah, booty days.
You need to, you need to recover. Your muscles need to recover. And protein.
Okay.
So when you're doing those squats, immediately within a half an hour to an hour after your gym session, get in some protein so your muscles can recover. That's with any body part. When you're exercising, there are small tears that are created in your muscle because now you obviously...
Expansion.
Exactly. Yeah. But how are you going to fill those gaps? How's your muscle going to rebuild? Obviously, you need to get in protein because that is the building block of your life.
Okay, so let's say you lack protein. Let's say you just don't do protein.
Yeah.
What happens to those cracks then?
It's sort of like a domino effect because now you're creating the cracks.
Okay.
You're not filling it. Then you're just going to become weaker. You're prone to injuries more because you're not giving yourself time to recover. And that's also where your muscles obviously not going to recover and it's not going to grow. And like I said, prone to injuries. So it's a reverse effect because then you're gonna stay out of gym for longer once you're injured.
Gotcha.
Things like that.
So you're working backwards.
Exactly.
I also saw that you can't spot train. So let's say I just want my ass, I want my booty to pop. Yeah. You can't just squat and that be it. Can you? Like I want firm arms. I want toned arms.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I literally just
bicep
work on your arms only?
Dumbbells and then just work on my arms. Will that make a difference?
You could.
Okay.
But what is your ultimate goal? Is it just to look good or do you want strong arms? Because if you're just training your arms to look good, then bicep curls will do you fine. But okay. I mean, if you want to strengthen your upper body as a whole, then you need to incorporate other exercises that will help you.
Okay. I want to know before you jump in. Sorry, I'm so interested in this chat today. I know you have a ton of things to ask. I want to know, what are the few things that women get wrong when it comes? Because we always yo-yo dieting and we gym for a week and then we
That's
out.
A big
and then,
one.
Then we banting and then we're like, oh, let me be a vegetarian. Yeah. What do we get wrong? Are we just not consistent? Do we not have the proper goals in place? Or do we just suck?
Number one.
And we're bound to be fatties.
Number one, inconsistency. Number two, you're getting that diet wrong, honey. Don't starve yourself. That's not going to work.
I want to jump in with the inconsistency. That's a character flaw. You know, like, look, if you got... That's the basic. Like, if you get the inconsistency wrong...
You're gone.
You might as well mize the whole thing. But yes, continue. So inconsistency and then the dieting. We're getting it all wrong.
Definitely.
What are we doing wrong? What do you think? What's the common errors?
Like I said, balance. I don't believe in cutting anything out. If you're cutting carbs out, stop. You need carbs for energy.
Wow,
you need your protein. You need your vitamins from all your different fruits.
You're
and
saving
vegetables.
Lives today. I hope
you're Water. Water flushes out fat more than anything. Forget your fatigue.
Cleanse your kidneys.
Water. And rest. We're not resting as women. We always want to do 10,000 things at once. We're looking after our families. We're working, school, never having time to rest. Rest is when your body recovers. So rest is also very important, as much as your training.
Cool. And you're probably going to say balance again, but booze.
Yeah.
People, let me not say people. I speak for myself. I like to drink.
You overdrink.
Okay. It's okay, most, right? If I balance it, right?
Yeah, not
But
binge.
How are you balancing it? Do you know?
What do you mean? What
you
does
know
that mean?
A glass a day of wine.
Okay, let me
this
put
is
it
what I did in my mind.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, I won't mix with soda. So if I'm going to have double gin, I'll do water. Surely that helps.
Okay, so different alcohols have different amounts of calories, right?
Okay.
So you need to make sure that if you are going to drink a lot on that day, that the rest of the food that you're eating throughout the whole day is low in calories.
Okay.
So that when you are drinking, it doesn't necessarily shoot your calories up so high.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like inevitable that your calories are going to exceed.
Yes, because you want to eat after the
food. Because you want to binge.
You want to McDonald's that shit up.
But just, so... Just to, because now time and us.
Why?
Is
Can't
a
we
problem.
Like another hour, please?
To rap about what you said, Chantel, about diet, what you can was asking about. That guy I was speaking about earlier one also mentioned, Ukuti, you can have the right strategy in terms of the kind of diet to
mm-hmm.
use, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the right strategy used at the wrong time won't work. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the right strategy, for the right strategy to work, it needs focus.
Okay.
So if you want a diet, you must first be in a good mental state with yourself.
Of course.
Then you will understand why you're doing it. Then you'll understand which diet to use.
Yeah.
And then stick to it.
Absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. Thank you
I
so much.
I disagree just a bit, though.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's hear.
Get in here.
Let's hear.
Okay. So I believe if you start with the little things and you do the little things right,
mm-hmm.
then you'll achieve big things.
There we
right?
go.
So if you don't necessarily have to be 100% in the mind. Your mm-hmm. your mindset doesn't need to be there at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it will come. But if you eating a few healthy meals every day, you're taking it one meal at a time,
mm-hmm.
right? You're making healthy choices for those meals. Eventually, you're going to start feeling better. Eventually, you're going to want to hit the gym because now you're eating right.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point that you're eating right and you're feeling Because once you eat right, you get a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. When you have that energy, what are you going to do? Not sit at your desk at work and work. Mm-hmm. No, you want to go to the gym, right?
Yeah.
When you're at the gym, you're sweating, you're burning calories, you're releasing endorphins, you're feeling so much better about yourself. There we go. Your mindset 100.
Wow. Thank you. See, it's the little things. It's all about being consistent in the little things, especially, and finding that balance. One last thought. I want to know your take on revenge bodies.
Oh, so revenge bodies. I like to see the revenge transformations, but essentially I don't like that is your reason.
Yes, the motive. Right?
I don't like that. Mm. Do it for you. Why must you do it because of X, Y, and Z? No, do it for yourself. Essentially, healthy living is also self-love. So you're loving yourself. You're not trying to get revenge at anybody. That person doesn't even probably care about what you're doing.
Doesn't even think about you. So forgot about you because he's with he's bad.
Exactly. So focus on yourself, honey. Like, just focus on loving yourself, improving what you're doing. And yeah, eventually.
I could argue that, but we don't have time. We don't have time. We'll be back right after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Smart Money is a series of financial tips for different life stages. Maya Fisher-French speaks to various experts as they help us find answers to pressing financial questions. Financial wellness, saving for retirement, making sure you have the correct healthcare, navigating the gig economy, saving for a millennial perspective, how getting married affects you financially, and more. Smart Money is brought to you by Discovery, getting your money right for your life. The show plays out live every Wednesday at 9 and 12 a.m. Episodes of the podcast are available on cliffcentral.com, on the Cliff Central app, and anywhere you can find the podcast.
Urban Culture Drive.
And just like that, we're at the end of the show. Literally,
I can't believe
seconds
it.
Left.
I can't believe it. Closing
words.
Can we bring it back?
Chantel, we will.
You need to come back, Chantel. Will.
Closing words. Social media handle. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's at Slim. That's S-L-I-M. Full stop. Shanti. That's S-H-A-N-T-Y. At Slim Shanti.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Twitter as well, it's Slim _ Shanti _. And then Facebook, Chantel Dietrich.
Away.
Thank you so
much. And just
much.
Like that, guys, much love and light. Until next week again, we are out.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is CliffCentral.com.